It's time for the Giz Whiz with Maz Mattis writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2019, recorded Saturday, December 21st, 2024. It's tremendous. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggity has some new products from Anchor. We love Anchor. Plus, a way to get your face on socks and the quintessential Christmas gadget in my crappy corner. All next on the Giz Whiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dicky D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing blue LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now, and here is our nerd pathologist, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Diggy D?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you doing?
I think most people, this is actually not meant to happen. I think most people can tell I'm a tad under the weather. I had to cancel the show on Thursday because of the flu, and I'm working through it. Today is by far the best I have felt yet, but oh man, the flu went around. Two friends got it. I've heard from friends' families that the flu's been going around. Anyway, I got the flu. Last time I got sick, remember how I took a COVID test and I was really impressed by the fact that I had the flu A and B results if you purchased that test. And I thought the same. I was curious again. So on Wednesday, I started getting kind of a sore throat, feeling a bit achy. So I immediately went out, bought it, and I saw that I had the flu A. This is on Wednesday. And I don't know why. I decided not to do a thing about it. I should have immediately asked my doctor for, was it Theraflu or... I forget the medicine that if you take it within 48 hours, you know, it's supposed to really mitigate it. I don't know why I didn't do that. Thursday rolls around and about 2 p.m. I call you and I'm like, I cannot do this show. I'm very glad that I did that. Tamiflu is what ScooterX is saying. That's right.
Yeah.
Friday, another horrible day. What is today? Saturday. Today's been pretty good. I still have had a fever, but man, I have never regretted more not getting my flu shot and then not, I don't know what I was thinking, just not getting medicine. I was like, Dick, well, we'll be fine. Anyway, no one to blame but myself, but we are pushing through. And
it's good to know that that test is accurate.
Yeah. I'm a little foggy today, but it started with flow. Here, I can try to find it. And it cost me $13, which...
And for those who missed the first time Chad talked about it, it does COVID test and flu in the same test.
Exactly.
And tells you whether it's flu A or B.
It's just as fast as the 15-minute... one, I found their product website, but this is it. It's the Flow Flex Plus. Includes that flu A/B test.
Yeah.
Like I said, there's no one to blame but myself. I had all the information at my fingertips, and I did nothing for it. I was more intrigued with the gadget than I was with actually doing the right steps. Anyway, so that's what's going on, and that's why we had to delay the show and whatnot. And okay. Anything happened with you over the last week?
Let's see. Nothing too thrilling. Dennis's sister, my sister-in-law, is coming in for the weekend for Christmas. It's going to be the high tomorrow in New York will be 21. That'll be the high. some presents came in from somebody you know.
Is that OMG Fudge. Mom?
fudge, one with nuts, one without. And evidently, I know you weren't there to help make it, but they're making something new, fudge milk bones.
Straight from my mom and dad? Whoa.
They included that. That included that for Charlie. So that was great.
Their cottage industry has become the milk bone industry. That's great.
Yes, exactly. So that was great.
That's awesome. Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. That's wonderful. I've for those who don't know, it's been a family tradition. I don't know if we've ever skipped it to make fudge every year. And we would give it to, back when I was still in grade school, give it to our teachers, give it to our friends, our neighbors. And and the fudge is a Johnson family tradition. So I'm glad you bought it.
Yeah, and they've done it once again for 2024.
That's great. I got the text messages asking pecans or no pecans. So I know mine's on the way, which is great.
Okay.
Let's jump into some gadgets.
Okay, yeah. Let's see what's new from Anchor.
Ooh.
Did you know Anchor is the number one?
Ooh, I believe it.
What's this? The ultra fast charger, but it's the number one mobile charging brand in the world.
I did not know that.
Okay. I believe it.
It doesn't surprise me now.
Yeah.
When I was looking for this model online, they produce a huge number.
It's becoming an issue. They need to pare down.
This is one of the newest.
Yes, right. Too many.
This is the Prime Power Bank. This is what it looks like. It's pretty neat. Okay, it charges up to 65 watts. You can actually recharge I think a MacBook up to half power. You can. It has a built-in AC fold-out plug. It has pass-through power.
So nice.
So you can be using it while it's plugged in and charging. It has two ports. One port can put out the whole 65 watts. Or if you're using both ports, one is 45 watts and the other is 20 watts. It has a little LCD screen. Yeah. All right. Now we just went to how you want to, it's new, how you want to set the screen up. You want the screen to stay on for a minute or so.
This is the newest thing
you can turn
thing
the brightness
I want
up.
Every company
get
to
back
do.
To the screen. This is 72%
use a real
battery
color
left
screen.
In here.
Yes.
Let's plug it in, see what comes up on it. All right. So now it's going to be an hour and 46 minutes till it's fully charged. And also, if you're charging something, it will tell you how long it will be until whatever you're charging is charged. Now, there is a whole group of these coming out. Let me finish with this one first. This one ships with a C2C power cord and a little travel bag. And this was a gift from Amazon, okay? It is $89 on Amazon. It's $75. And I'm going to have Dennis swing over there. There's a whole line of new products from the Prime Power Bank. I believe this little guy is the only one that is a plug-in charger for travel. Okay, the other ones, one of them has a little charging pad. But I think this thing is really beautiful looking. All right. This one comes with the lanyard attached, so you don't have to worry about trying to get it through that little hole. Weighs under 11 ounces, and I'm really happy with it.
I like it.
Yes, and I just checked Amazon.
I did too. What's going on?
Do you have it for $54?
Yeah. Inexpensive. What on
yesterday,
earth?
Yesterday, it was $75.
Now, this look at this. It's like a limited time thing.
Oh, it's limited. If you want it, grab it now. There's a link there.
That's interesting.
In chat.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's funny.
I see. So they have put a certain number of units.
Yeah.
Up to that price.
Yeah. That's I mean, what can be said about Anchor that we haven't said before, which is that we've always been impressed with they stand up to what they claim. Their customer service hasn't been bad. I've never heard of a bad customer. That was what the first time that I had to deal with Anchor was getting a battery replaced after a USB-A thing had snapped when I thought that like it was, I had not worn and torn that thing enough for the USB to snap. And I asked for a new one and they gave me one. And I remember back then I was like, well, this is the best customer service I've ever had. Now that was like 7 years ago. So anyway, that is Anchor's reputation. And every other, this product right here is actually one that I think you got me. I've used quite a lot.
Absolutely. This stuff is great.
And the fact that it's I love this style of battery plus wall brick. Because especially with these smaller laptops, if you have like a MacBook or a MacBook Pro, you really only need 45. At max, I think the maximum MacBook Pro is like 65 watts.
Well, possibly. This will just do that.
Yeah. There's a tiny chance it's 85 off the top of my head. But anyway, even so, I mean, that'll still charge. Even if it's not doing the fast charging, it'll still charge a laptop, which is great.
One of the USB-C ports is in and out. So if you're not near an AC plug, you can charge it via USB-C.
That's great. That is awesome. They have a lot in this category.
Yes.
Showing them off. And there is one, I think it is, well, I don't see it at the moment.
I think they introduced four.
Yeah.
This
one. I don't know why, but this form factor has me so intrigued. I feel like I would want this like next to my nightstand, but also it would probably be very unpractical. I don't know why, but it looks so cool.
It does look cool. And isn't there one where it looks like it sits on a charger?
Yeah, that was, it looks like that might be the battery you had, maybe is wireless?
Is it that one?
This is a guess. Hey, look at that. Oh yeah. Oh, it has pins on the bottom. Oh, interesting. Okay. Man, how big is that thing? Yeah, it's $240. It's also 27,000 milliamp hours. And it can do 150 watts with 100 watt charging. This must be one of those things that like Google buys to like let their employees have a base station anywhere they want, because that is excessive.
Oh, wait a minute. ScooterX has that.
Oh!
ScooterX says, that is what's on my desk.
I see the link with a photo. Oh! I see it. I see. I don't see it.
250 watts?
That's crazy. 250. So I don't get this bank 250 watts with 100 watt charging. Oh, charging base.
Base.
Wait, does it that
do? I get it. Yeah.
But that means that the battery does 250 out.
Yeah.
And then the base can only do 100 watts into the battery.
Okay.
Is my guess. That's my guess. Yeah. Man.
Wow.
Cool stuff. We like it.
Some neat stuff. All right. So going.
Oh, I
very
see.
None.
Sorry. Finally, no. I do actually see. ScooterX showed. It was not the battery, but
the thing I said.
Yes. And look at how adorable. It has a background that's Christmas themed.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. That is amazing.
That is nice.
That's so cute. Yeah, now I want that even more. okay, next gadget.
Next gadget, very non-techy, but kind of fun. Here it is.
Forget getting an 8x10 photo of yourself or a wallet-sized photo of yourself. What you need are the very trendy pictures of yourself on your socks.
That's how I sent in my first headshots.
Kind of bizarre. They are Kowarski or Kowalski custom socks with face. I don't know why they say face dog socks. Oh, you know what? I guess you can have a picture of your dog on them if you want. Oh, yeah. So you, oh, that's actually a cute idea. I think it makes more sense than having your own face on it, your pets. $12. I believe they come directly from overseas. It takes about 2 weeks to get them. And I slit the package because I didn't want to do it on camera and accidentally cut the socks. Okay.
You need to be careful.
So we'll see with $12 socks. Okay. You just send them a photo, okay?
And you didn't have to edit the photo. It's just your face.
No.
That's great. They cut it out. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
These are. I mean, I don't think I'm ever going to wear in public, but I think the reproduction is good.
I am impressed. Mm-hmm. They did a good job cutting out.
And on Amazon,
too.
If you type in personalized photo clothing, I'll show you a picture. You can get pajamas. You can get a ton of stuff using, you know. These are the, wait a minute, what kind of socks are these?
That looks like sublimation printing.
Don't they look a little weird as socks? They don't look sock-shaped.
A lot of socks aren't shaped. You can get them with tube shapes.
Oh, you can get tube shaped. Anyway, what do you think? As an artist, Dennis?
I think they're pretty cool.
They're pretty nice. Okay. $12.
They make a better tie.
Oh, that's good. Oh, you know what? You're absolutely right. I could do that one day. Just put it under the collar of his shirt and pin it there. Because I like the thing on the bottom. Yeah, and now I have two ties. And people will see it. They don't see my socks. Maybe in the summer. If you hang on a second, I will find the other page. For example, you can have photo pajamas. His and his pajamas, his pants. Pajama sets. Can be with your dog. It can be with your face. Even Hawaiian shirts, shorts, matching outfits, Christmas sweaters. One company was still advertising Delivered Before Christmas, but the problem is this spot we're recording 3 days before it airs, so it may not be available. But you know what? I tell you, This is really actually pretty great reproduction.
Yeah.
On these socks.
They did a nice job.
The photo was a headshot that I just used it for my CES badge. And I think they look better on my socks. I think I'm going to wear my socks in my badge.
Just put
wear my socks as my badge.
As your badge. Exactly. Just over your badge. So my guess, based off of my printing expertise when I used to run
e-commerce
store, is that it looks like sublimation printing, which is a process where basically they inkjet onto a sheet, then they stick that sheet onto your sock and then apply heat, and then the ink will transfer onto the sock, is what it looks like. So that's why it was so flat and so kind of almost thin. Was it thin and kind of flat-ish?
You know what? you know what?
On the edges, is it a little white? Like where, like if it was like ink on this side, and squished together, and it kind of left a little white line where...
No, it didn't.
No? Okay, well then maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah. And also, I put another link there. There's a company that's doing them for $8.99.
Well, wait till we get to Alibaba, because Scooter X is found.
Scooter
if you're not...
X find it for $3?
I don't know what it is without the welcome offer, but so here, let's take a look back at Amazon with these were the originals that you had. I like how they're completely, I guess these are the patterns you can choose.
Yeah, but I guess it is the patterns.
Yeah, so you can choose
With,
what? Yeah.
The background color. Yes, the different styles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's that one. And then these are the $8 ones.
Don't they look exactly the same?
Yeah.
I think the photos are the same.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then this was an option found.
Oh, my gosh.
So without the welcome offer, it's still, you know, around $8. So on this one, even says custom text, even though it looks like a face.
Yeah.
I don't see any text anywhere. Yeah. That is so funny. So that's crazy that you upload a photo, someone somewhere photoshops your head out, including your mustache and everything, sticks it on a sock, and sends it to you.
I was impressed.
I am impressed. That's pretty good. Good white elephant.
Yeah.
You know?
That's great.
Get like your grandmother's face on some socks, bring that to the white elephant. I like it. Cute. Okay, cool. Custom socks.
All right. A buying something I showed last month, and the video explains it all.
Last month on the show, I did an LED dog harness that I didn't like for a couple of reasons. So I bought another one, which I do like, and I'll explain why.
Ooh. Okay.
So the first one I bought had an awful lot of belts and adjustments to put on. And this one doesn't, okay? The main thing was I hated the buckles on the other one. This has buckles, but they're very large buckles. And believe it or not, you squeeze them and they open easily.
Yeah, they like pop out. They're like spring loaded.
Yeah. It's a totally different company.
Nice.
It just snaps out.
Design matters.
This one has a little handle. This one doesn't have to go over the dog's head. Just goes under his tummy. The other one, there were three color options, and you ordered the harness in the color LED you wanted. So this one, you can pick one of seven colors. All right.
I like those colors. They're saturated throughout.
Go into doing all colors slowly. Press it again, and it'll do
disco dog
colors flashing. And then go back, and you can start doing solid colors again. Hold it in, and it will go off. I'm going to see a little 30-second video of it on Charlie, because I actually picked this as a good gift idea for my World News Now spot on ABC. It's well made. It's foam under here. Okay. Comfort for the dog. And $27. And this, how they arrived at 19% off? 20% off roughly is $270. This is like, what, $540? So probably around $22. All right. So now we'll go to that little bit of a video from World News Now. Great for nighttime walks. This dog harness has seven changing colors.
Or you can see in the dark, it looks great.
Slow flashing or fast flashing. It mounts from the side, so there's nothing to go over the doggy's head. There's foam for comfort, and on a full charge, you get about 8 hours of LED lighting.
Nice. Charlie looks so calm. He's being such a good dog. Oh, my gosh.
Pretty neat.
That's amazing. This like really did solve every issue. You did not like how it strapped under the legs. You didn't like the clips.
It had a lot of connections. This just just under the belly.
Yeah.
But the main thing is those snap open buckles.
Buckles, yeah. Those clips that are just
and the color options are great. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, you mentioned it on the Chiron, but USB-C, thank you. That's great.
Yeah, and a little rubberized cover for it so it doesn't get wet in the rain.
You got that 19% off coupon still in case you need it.
Yeah, so it's about $22.
Yeah. That's great. That is great. It's so simple. It's so much simpler than
yes.
the other harness.
Yeah, than most harnesses.
Yeah.
I do like this.
Yeah. That's great. Okay. The dog, how many dog harnesses did you go through? Is that the third? Was that is that the
third
second
one? Yes.
I think because I think I brought out mine to show you. That's what I'm getting confused with. That's great. Okay, well, from LED dog harnesses to some LED Christmas, let's head into the crappiest of corners.
You know you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner.
Get it.
Okie dokie. Well, what is the quintessential Christmas thing, Dickie D?
Christmas.
Riddle me this.
Christmas
Close.
Tree.
Got it. Second try. Christmas tree, right?
Yeah.
Christmas tree has got to be the quintessential Christmas item. So I needed to find a gadget for the tree or to be the tree. So let's check out this video.
Hey, Diggy D. So we are back at it again with our Christmas gadgets. And my inspiration for this gadget was, I was thinking of a Christmas tree, the most obvious Christmas thing for Christmas. But it worked at the Gizwiz and we needed gadgety. So I wanted one of those Christmas trees that had all the individually addressable LEDs that you can make it animate and do crazy stuff with it. Those are hundreds of dollars. So we went for the budget option, which is this, the Christmas tinsel tree. It looks like it has an app that will work with it. In fact, you can kind of see down here, there's quite a lot of app features. So I'm hoping that I'll be able to control the LEDs a little bit more than just with the typical remote. It's only 5 feet tall and it's all in here. So it's not gonna be that big, which is honestly perfect for my small apartment. So let's get into it. Okay, one second. Got the horrible tape open.
Oh,
here it is.
Funny. Oh.
When they said tinsel tree, it really is just tinsel. Here it is. Oh my gosh, some assembly required here. I have poles. Oh my gosh. A stand, a little star, and the LED lights that are gonna go onto the tree. Looks pretty simple. Put the pole together. Hang the thing on top of it. Okay, we're gonna start with the main assembly here. Inside of this tinsel tree, way down here is, oh my gosh, a little, here, let me just throw it on top. This is pretty simple to make. I'm just gonna attach this tube to a little circular thing inside. There we go.
Oh.
So now that's all together. Ooh. Can do the luau. Now we have our star. You get it all, folks. You not only get the tinsel, but the star, and let's put our star on and the lights. Okay, the star's on, and now the lights. I really thought this was going to be integrated into the whole setup. I'm a little disappointed. Oh my gosh. And it's just a USB. I have to go find a USB brick to plug this in. Oh my gosh. Okay, well, these are the Christmas lights. So I'll get this wrapped around this. Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree.
Oh.
How beautiful your tinsel.
Oh, you
okay,
did a good
so
job.
The Christmas lights are in. I decided to kind of get lazy near the bottom, but you can kind of see them up here at the top. This is a really interesting LED type. It's really almost like a ribbon with the LEDs in there. Kind of cool. So that just plugged into a little brick. This has a button on it. So when you plug it in, you have a little bit of control with this button. It does all sorts of stuff. Look at that little animation. It's kind of animating up. Whoa, holy moly. There's a lot of blue. Whoa. Oh my gosh. I mean, this does honestly quite a lot for right out of the box. This is only $26.
So it did suggest an app. So this is some of the instructions. Here's the app right here. It's called iDeal LED. And I went ahead and downloaded it. And after it asked to see all the things on my network, it actually found this. So we can try some of the DIY stuff. We can turn the lights down. Maybe pink. That's kind of cool. Yeah, that's neat. Let's check out these scenes. Oh, yes. We want the Christmas scene. I'm honestly really impressed with this Christmas light more than I am the tinsel tree. That's kind of cool. And then just kind of looking through them. Whoops. Collection cycles. Camera is weird. They mentioned that in the instructions that you can, you know, set a color based off of a photo. I don't think I need to do any of this. There's the off button right there and on. Okay, the last thing, so the app kind of actually works, which is kind of interesting. And then the last thing is this remote, which is the biggest, craziest remote I've like ever seen. So obviously you can get the traditional RGB, but let's try some of these. What is this one? There it goes. It's starting at the bottom, going up. We'll hit two. Starting up here. Oh, it's doing a different animation. Three. So this has like really crazy animations within it. Man.
That's pretty neat.
I'm just kind of randomly clicking some of these. I'm actually really impressed with the amount of animation styles and colors that it does. On top of that, you can see there's a timer here. So I'll set that for 30 minutes. We have like a microphone button here. I'm just honestly quite impressed with the LED options of this Christmas tree. But what do you think, Dickie D? Is this...
I like it.
...tacky or tinsel-y? And I brought it out. Pretty, here it is.
I think it's pretty neat. Oh, I think it's nice.
Isn't it cool? I'm in... You know, me and you have both seen a lot of these cheapo remotes. And this has got to be the most detailed one. I'm, you know, a unique type of remote. Yeah. Now, I did look through the instructions a bit more, and yeah, there's not really a ton. Like, what does the lightning bolt quite do? Can't quite figure that out. But just clicking around, and also the app actually does kind of work well too. You know, I can just switch to, you know, whatever type of new type of scene I want. Let's try, or these all kind of look the same. Can I change the colors? I chose yellow. Can't quite tell.
I don't know.
DIY, I can make it pink again. There we go.
Oh, okay.
So I guess it's working. Anyway, I like mostly.
$26 is
for
pretty
$26
decent.
Bucks. I gotta say, not a bad option if you need a tree. 5 feet, it is tall, you know, instead of wide, you saw it, but I think it has a little bit of charm.
Oh, you only pay 26, now it's 40.
You're right. You are right.
Uh-huh.
You're right. I only pay 26. I was just looking at my Amazon account to say that I paid 26 in the video. Diggy D, what type of bubbling is this? It still says 26 on my phone. Still $26 over here on my phone.
Oh, is it Prime?
Ah, you know what? You are probably correct.
I bet it's $26.
Yeah, it probably says $26 if I'm signed into Prime. There it is. Join Prime and buy this for $26.99.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. Here.
Boy, that's a heck of a saving.
Yeah. 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 Anyway, I never actually got to that screen, this one, with the DIY where each individually addressable LED thing is there. Let me see. Can I... Just took a little moment. Let's make that little guy blue. Okay, and that's not blue yet. Okay, let's make the last one. It worked! It's individually addressable LEDs. That's kind of cool. Now, I don't think I can add any type of animation to this, but let's say I want to make a... I made a blue, pink, and yellow string. It's a little bit blown out. Here, maybe I can make the... Ooh, the power less. Oops, that's the wrong color. And then you go to there. There you go. I'm really impressed. Yeah. I'm really impressed because also this would be a fun little thing to have for just a little DIY project if you just needed to control the LEDs. Anyway, I'm more impressed with the LED strand than I am with the tinsel tree, but the tinsel tree, not bad either. I will say the poles are literally just held together with gravity. If I start to pull it up, it will start to fall apart. So you have to move it from the bottom.
But, you know, for the rest of the year, you can decorate your house and make it 4th of July or whatever you want.
Exactly. And I've never had a tree that packs away as small as that guy. That is a huge advantage. Okay, that is it for the crappy corner. Let's head on into Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn.
Okay, our video is from a frequent contributor, Jeff, and his son, Adam. And it's kind of a bizarre gadget, so here's their video.
Hey, Dickie D and Chad, this is Jeff and Adam with another Woohoo! Gadget Warehouse video. What I'm going to show you is something that, once again, I'm going to be returning, and I wanted to see that in the beginning of the video. Maybe you could add it to your worst of for next year. Yes.
Oh, the Beats. Phone.
That's not the gadget, you guys have seen this before.
Oh. No, you need that. You need that.
I see. I understand why. It kind of goes with it. It's called the Woozer Strap 3. W-O-O-J-E-R. High fidelity haptic body strap. Feel your games, your music, and your movies. And what this device is supposed to do, as you can see, you're supposed to strap it on. The company also makes a vest, by the way. And you're supposed to feel the movies, like, pound in your on your body, feel the bass, almost like you're immersed into the action. The problem is, not only is it not comfortable to wear, it's hard to get on, and it doesn't really do anything that I feel. So it comes with the charging port. The best part is the USB-C. It comes with a 3.5 millimeter, and the whole concept is you are supposed to plug that into this. It does light up nicely, LEDs all around. Like I said, the strap is adjustable. It has a charging port there, as you can see. It also has Bluetooth. You plug the headphones on the right, you plug your receiver, your sound system into the left, and then the charging ports, of course, in the middle. And you're really supposed to strap this on, and they kind of suggest you put it around your shoulder, or actually there's a picture of it around your chest, which kind of feels like you're going into cardiac arrest, which I don't think would be a wise thing to wear, especially for me or any of my friends. So this is definitely going back. The item was bought at Target. They also sell it at Best Buy, and for some reason it's not available at Amazon. It was on sale for $179.99, and then they have a white version that comes with a carrying case, I believe, for $199.99. But it's going to be zero because I'm returning it probably today. Love the show. Maybe next time I'll have a better gadget to show you guys, but maybe add it, like I said, to your list of worst stuff. The Woozer Strap 3. Body strap, and again, I'm not demonstrating it on my body because I don't want any evidence that I actually bought this out there on the internet. Have a great night, great day, enjoy your show, and take care. Bye.
This gadget reminds me of a few things. Of a rumble pack. Do you remember rumble packs that you would like add to a controller?
No, but I remember something else that we had.
Like that?
Like at CES, where you wore it on your... It was stereo vibrating your body.
Yeah.
And I couldn't. It also reminded,
like, I had a chair as a child that you you could take the audio inputs and stick them into the chair, and then the chair had this like extra bass rumbler, and it would really rumble. Like it would like every time the bass line would happen in any game or TV show or whatever, chair would go, oh.
A very short time, Panasonic had headphones with a pulsating pad in the middle.
And this it was supposed exactly. to do this,
and that went nowhere. And also, he mentioned $180 and $200. I was on their website, and they seem to be selling it now for $129.
Oh, they're going down already.
Yeah.
What a weird website.
It just seems too Mickey Mouse.
How on earth? What website design is this? I click the buy button and a weird pop-up comes up? This is giving scam. This, I don't know why. This is just not giving me any confidence in this product. Yeah, I don't know why. It just feels kind of gimmicky. And
I think it feels gimmicky because it is.
Because it is. I agree. I was shocked at the price. I was absolutely shocked at the price.
Me too. I thought like, maybe $89.
Yeah. I was thinking probably $60 was what my thought was. And then I was like, whoop. okay. Well. I can't really. I'm trying to think of a way to give a little silver lining for this gadget, but unless you want to feel the bass in your chest,
just do that. It's cheaper.
Exactly, and I think I like hearing it in my ears instead.
Yeah.
With that, let's move on. Thank you, Jeff and Adam, so much for the video.
You guys will get the February issue. Okay. February 2025 issue of Mad Magazine. And we're looking for more videos, okay? Anything to do with a gadget. A little 1 to 3 minute video. Horizontal format. You don't have to be in it. If you are just videotaping yourself with your phone, demonstrate it. If you have someone around, let them shoot the video and you can be in it if you want. Anything to do with a gadget. Like Jeff, something you hated, something you loved, and our favorite, some old techie thing that you have in the attic of the basement and you paid so much money you can't bear to throw it out. Get us a video, 1 to 3 minutes, put it up on YouTube. There's a drop-down menu when you upload, click unlisted, and that way just people with the URL will be able to watch it and send that to us. Mail at gizwiz.tv.
Mail at gizwiz.tv. Do it now. It's fun. It's very fun to do. Marsworm asks if this is similar to the gaming chair that I was talking about. And yes, absolutely. This is it was not this, and I don't think it was that price, but this was the type of thing. You'd plug in your audio inputs and then had like rumble stuff, and you'd sit in the living room and play your little video game in the living room. That was exactly
Marsworm. That's like $50 more than that thing was when.
I don't think it was that expensive when we bought that.
At $180.
Yeah, that was not the price that I don't think, but I don't think my parents, it was a gift. I remember it was like a Christmas gift. So I don't think my parents probably spent that much on a Christmas gift. But same idea of the gadget. With that, let's move on to the letter. Become the letters, your lovely letters. Become the Gizwiz letters now.
Okay, so Paul C. in Phoenix has found a bizarre gadget, okay? He said, I'm including a link. It's not my video. I'm not going to show that. But I did find it. The thing he's talking about is a weird thing called beard amints. They are decorations for your beard.
They're beard ornaments. Beard amints.
Yes, and they light up. They light up.
Technology has gone too far.
I mean, they don't even look. They look ridiculous.
I've seen this. Beard glitter has become a very popular thing.
Oh, I mean,
we have obviously advanced far too far. We have too much free time on our hands. We've made beard ornaments now.
Beard ornament. Unbelievable.
Oh my gosh. Our ornaments. By choosing beardaments, you are choosing the original beard ornaments that's trusted by thousands of customers. Holy. I mean, if you're in the market for beard ornaments, there's really only one brand that you can trust.
Yeah, exactly.
Beard. Gotta go to their store. Are they? Oh, of course they work in hair. Of course, just your normal hair.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh, they were on Shark Tank.
Did they get any? I wonder if they got any money.
That
or did
is
they get
crazy.
Left off the stage?
Yeah.
How bizarre.
$17 for 16 pieces. So about a dollar each, you know, a dollar 20 each, something like that, 10 each.
And I guess they have mini batteries in them, right?
Yeah, they must. They got to be like the little pocket-sized ones.
Oh, yeah, little cell.
See if there's any. Here are happy customers.
Oh,
I mean, it really does. If you are trying to win the ugly sweater contest, I mean, this really is just the cherry on top. I mean,
yeah.
You can't go wrong. I mean, you can go wrong, but not. I mean, you can't go wrong with it.
No, there you go. There you go. It just says Christmas, doesn't it?
I don't want to judge that man's beard, but I wouldn't. It looks a lot. I don't know. It looks like a bird's nest.
Yes, doesn't it? Oh, how'd you cut yourself? Oh, one of my ornaments in my beard broke. Excuse me?
That is funny. That is really funny. That is a great letter. Great letter.
So funny. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for sending that over, Steve. And I also want to say a big thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. You guys support us every single episode. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
How is our... or send Chad to CES.
Have not looked at it. I have been so busy. This will be a live reaction.
Let us see.
52% are the way there. That might be where we were before.
Okay.
But still happy. Still great. Amazing. CES 2025 fundraiser is still on our website. Just head on over to gizwiz.tv. Click on the CES fundraiser at the top of the page. And that'll take you to this page. There's our goal to get to CES 2025. Thank y'all so much for your generosity through PayPal, through Ko-fi, which is this CES fundraiser through Patreon. You guys are incredible. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your generosity. If you like the show, please consider giving back. Patreon.com/gizwiz or the CES fundraiser right now at the top of our website. Thank you, thank you, thank you once again. Gizwiz.tv is where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, unless I get flu-A. if there's a schedule change, it'll be posted on the top of the website, just there. And otherwise, we'll be live at the top just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. We will be live the day after Christmas, the 26th. So see y'all then.
And Giz Fizz will be that Friday.
And it'll be Friday.
Christmas.
Yeah. And then I think we'll start recording our best of, worst of.
In January.
The first one in January. And we have a very exciting New Year's Eve event coming up, too. We are continuing the the tradition of our New Year's Eve event. So come on down. Around midnight Eastern time to the Gizwiz live stream, and we will bring in the new year with everybody. That's always so fun to do. So we're doing that again. I think, let me think. Gizwiz.tv is where you can watch the show live. If you don't catch the show live, it's there on our website after the fact. So you can see it there or subscribe on YouTube or Apple Podcasts. Head on over to gizwiz.biz, that's Dickie D's website, where he writes articles about all of the gadgets that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a link back or a reminder of a gadget, gizwiz.biz is the place to do it. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? You don't have much time left.
Yeah, do it.
This is the gadget, the whole gadget, not just a piece or part of the gadget. And this is obvious to me with the big health scares coming up. This is not a flu A test. This is a bird flu test. I don't know. wasn't there a bird flu thing or something going on?
Yes, out in California.
I've been barely paying attention. I think I saw that and I thought, I hope I don't have bird flu. And then I fell back asleep. So if you think you know what this is, get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers. 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.